And the mom and dad heard about this wise old man that lived down at the end of their street. And the rumor around town was that he was the wisest man in town. And so they decided they were going to take their son down to this man. And so they gave him a call, and he said, sure, bring him on down. And so they walked their son down there, and their son talked to this man. And after the old man understood what was going on in this family's life, he says, here, I have a bag of feathers for you, son. And he says, I want you to take this bag, and I want you to walk to town. And about every 20 steps or so, I want you to drop a feather on the ground. And then I want you to, after you've done that, emptied this bag out, I want you to come back, and I want you to see me. So he took the bag, went off walking, and a few hours later he came back and with an empty bag. And the old man says, okay now, son. He says, I want you to take that bag, and I want you to take the same path to town, and I want you to pick up every feather that you threw down. Well, the boy didn't think that much about it at that point, and he walked, and he was gone for like 4 hours now this time. And finally he came back, and he says, sir, he says, I can't find one of those feathers. And the old man says, that's exactly what happens when you blurt out unkind words. You can never, ever, ever get them back. You can never, ever shove those words back in your mouth as if they haven't been said. You can never take them away and take the hurt with them. Words are powerful, powerful things. So, first, we have to stop. Remember the 2-second rule. Stop. Think about what you're going to say. Second thing is look. Look at the situation from God's point of view. Anger is temporary insanity, right? How many times do we hear that in the courtroom? Anger is temporary insanity. We need to see things the way God does, or at least the best that we can. More often than not, we need to overlook the issue to prevent the problems. Proverbs 12:16 says this, "Fools show their anger at once, but the prudent ignore an insult." You know what? Most of the time, it's just best to let it, what's that old saying about a duck's back? Let it roll off your back like water off a duck's back, right? Just let it go. Probably there's something deeper there going on. Finally, listen. Listen. Listen to those you're getting angry with. Hear each other out. Do you remember our scripture for today? James 1:19, 19 and 20. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be what? Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. And that last part of that verse sums up everything. Our anger fails to fix anything, doesn't it? How many times through history has this happened? How many wars has anger started, and we still are trying to figure out that anger never fixes anything? Ever. Ever, 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 ever. Right? So, when you feel anger, you got to remember it, right? You have to admit it. You admit that you're angry. Then you understand why you're angry. You resolve to fix the problem, the reason why you're angry, and then you control it, right? You control your anger. And remember that last little thing that we talked about here? What are the 3 ways that we can control our anger? First, we... Then we... And then we... Amen. Would you please stand with me at this time and turn to Amazing Grace? I believe it's number 378 in your hymnal. Let's sing the 1st, 2nd, 5th, and 6th stanzas, please.